I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Every 2 years, Venice hosts the art jamboree of all art jamborees, the Biennale. Artists, dealers, collectors, and gawkers flock to look at contemporary art from all over the world and, of course, to look at each other, too. Every Biennale has a theme, and this year's theme is Making Worlds. Carol Vogel covers the fine arts for The New York Times, and she's at the Biennale. Carol, Making Worlds certainly sounds like a global theme. What kind of art did it produce?
It certainly produced global art. There were artists represented from every part of the world, including the United Arab Emirates, China, Russia, everywhere you can think of.
And I hear some of the art is pretty political. I was reading about a Chechen artist who featured a piece in which actual blood was donated by Russian soldiers who fought in Chechnya. And then there was a piece by a Hong Kong-born artist named Paul Chan evoking the torture by U.S. soldiers at Abu Ghraib prison. What did you find? Was it very political?
Not as political as it has been in years past. Certainly there were some artists who were delivering political messages, but I found that it was far less political or far less obviously political. There were certainly themes like cages and the idea of being caught in a cage and caught in a web. There were spider web theme that you saw in a few things like that, but it wasn't the hit you over the head, I've got a radical message that I want to deliver to the world. It was much more subtle this year, I found.
I mean, as far as art goes, I mean, the big eye-popping story I read recently is about the kind of growth of well-heeled art pawn shops where erstwhile art collectors are unloading their wares. How has the recession affected the Biennale?
I think there are fewer tourists and there are fewer visitors to the Biennale than there have been in past years. Of course, it's been fairly crowded the first 2 days, but not quite as packed as it's been in years past. Some of the artists have grumbled that they didn't get enough support to install their works and had to pay for things themselves or try to get their galleries to pay. But of course, galleries are feeling the pinch too. So one artist said to me she felt like she was invited to a party and asked to bring her own food and drink.
And what about the Biennale's notorious party scene? It's BYOB this year, but is it still lively?
It's lively, but it's certainly not as dazzling as it has been in the past. There aren't as many sort of high-profile, very fancy events. There are no black tie parties that I know of anyway, whereas, you know, the past few years there have been.
Now, the American artist Bruce Nauman is actually the U.S. representative at the U.S. Pavilion at the Biennale. What's he showing?
Well, he's known for his video pieces, and they're certainly here, and it's sort of a 30-year retrospective of his work, including a brand new video piece where reciting the days of the week, and in one of the locations it's in English and in another it's in Italian.
What did that feel like to listen to that for you?
It was wonderful because I went from one to the other, and as you walk through this sort of hall of wafer-thin speakers, when you close your eyes you can really tap into the voices, and the voices seem so much different in the two languages that they seem like two completely different pieces.
What is the most impressive thing you've seen this year at the Biennale?
Oh, I don't have an absolute favorite. There were certainly some things that were wonderful. There was an exhibition of the artist Mona Hatoum that was absolutely fantastic. Some of her sculptures and pieces, and that was wonderful.
Where is she from?
Mona Hatoum is Palestinian.
Mm.
The Scandinavian Pavilion has a wonderful narrative of two situations, a family and a single man living side by side, and it's sort of the narrative of their lives. And it's absolutely wonderful and amusing and very lighthearted, and it's an absolutely incredible sort of journey of these lives of a one family that's obviously split in the dining room. The table is actually split in half down to the china, the chair, and everything else.
When you're looking at this, are we seeing, like, not a real family? Are these sculptures? What is it exactly?
It's a living installation without the people, and the man next door is drowned in a swimming pool, and you see his body face down in the swimming pool. But he's left his shoes are mysteriously left by the side of the pool.
Well, have a great time tonight. Carol Vogel covering the Venice Biennale for The New York Times, speaking to us from Venice. Carol, thanks very much.
Thanks so much.